The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The March 13th edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of March 13th, 2024. Youth News from the Library. FHHS 9th and 10th grade wins 2024 Knowledge Bowl. Lopez Islands, Quiniqua Williams, chosen as writer in residence. Samish Ferry stops and assists boat in distress. Plus excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. First, from the Islands Sounder, Youth News from the Library. Young adult librarian hired for teens. Library reminds parents to stay informed about kids' whereabouts after school. By Colleen Smith Summers. The Orcas Library is a hub of learning, creativity, and community for patrons of all ages. It is particularly busy once school lets out and groups of students head over for activities and socializing. There is so much tutoring after school. It's astonishing how many kids are here writing scripts for YouTube movies, playing Magic the Gathering, and board games, said library director Ingrid Mattson. Mattson sent a letter out in February to teachers at the Orcas Christian School and the public elementary school, reminding parents to touch base with their kiddos about after-school plans. We love having young people at the library, and I think some parents assume, oh, my kid is at the library. They must be reading a book. But sometimes they are outside running around and there are groups of kids loudly interacting with each other, Mattson said. She noted they happily allow children to be in the library alone if they can manage themselves and adhere to the library's code of conduct. Response to the letter has been good, and parents saying thank you for sending it, it's very helpful, Mattson said. We've seen that parents are now checking in with their kids. Many of the students who arrive after school are hungry and in need of a snack, so the library created a budget to purchase food. Mattson is hoping to collaborate with the food bank to continue to meet the needs of their littlest patrons. Mattson notes that the Funhouse's new drop-in program for older kids provides additional after-school options. Learn more at the Funhouse Commons website. The library recently hired Angie Reed as the young adult librarian. The lengthy interview process included key players from the Funhouse, the Coalition for Orcas Youth, and the school to ensure the candidates understood how much we really care about youth growing up here, according to Mattson. Reed said about herself, "All of my post-high school education was online while I worked two jobs. Before I worked in libraries, I worked in assisted living, and I loved working with the senior citizen population. I'm originally from the Pacific Northwest, but have lived in Kansas for the last 4 years. My favorite book is The Hobbit, and I have two tattoos from the world of Tolkien, but two books that gave me perspective that I hadn't had previously, and that I recommend to everyone, are This Is My America by Kim Johnson and Skin of the Sea by Natasha Bowen. Mattson is thrilled with the library's new hire, who is already invigorating programs for those ages 6th to 12th grade. Angie has been meeting with kids after school every day, devising programming that is what they actually want, she said. We've started the Young Adult Book Club, which just read Boys in the Boat and then watched the movie. She's also really into role-playing games and will likely start a journaling group. She has so much interest and care for helping to partner with the community to navigate the teen years. She loves working with seniors and teens. She has a spectrum of experience caring for people in all stages of life. Reed will be exploring a teen summer intern program like the one at Lopez Library, and soon there will be a 3,000-piece Lego set for budding engineers to work on communally. Mattson, who was a lawyer and then a law professor before becoming a librarian, continues to be energized by the magic of libraries. "Being a librarian is way more fun than being a lawyer," she laughed. "I always encourage young people who are smart and academically motivated to get a degree in library sciences." From the Journal of the San Juan Islands, FHHS 9th and 10th grade wins 2024 Knowledge Bowl by Isabel Ashley. A night of facts, philanthropy, and fun was had at this year's Knowledge Bowl on March 5th. Students, parents, educators, and many other members of the community gathered in San Juan Community Theater to watch their peers compete for the trophy. 7 teams went head-to-head, representing Friday Harbor 8th graders, combined teams of 9th and 10th, and 11th and 12th graders from Friday Harbor High School, and teams from the Soroptimists, Lions, Kiwanis, and the Rotary Club. EMC'd by Town Council member Mason Turnage, the teams competed in 3 rounds, answering a total of 31 questions ranging in topics from geography and science to history and pop culture, including some region-specific questions like, "What is Washington's state gemstone?" The answer? Petrified wood. Although no teams correctly guessed the answer, all teams did identify the only species of oak tree that is native to the Pacific Northwest, the Gary oak. Round 1 ended with 20 questions, and after a brief intermission of bake sale goods and raffle prize drawings, the scores were tallied and announced at the beginning of Round 2, with Lions in the lead with 17 points, followed by the Rotary Club with 15 points, and the Soroptimists and 9th and 10th graders tied with 13 points. After another 10 questions, the 9th and 10th graders made an amazing comeback, tying for first place with the Lions with 29 points. For the final round, teams could wager all of their points when answering the single question, which required teams to correctly answer both parts. What river runs through the Grand Canyon, and what body of water does it eventually empty into? Both the Lions and the 9th and 10th graders answered correctly, the Colorado River, which empties into the Gulf of California. But the Lions only wagered 28 points, while the high school team wagered all 29, beating the Lions by 1 point. The student team was awarded the trophy, title, and an impressive chocolate cake. But even sweeter news was revealed. The San Juan Public Schools Foundation, which was the recipient of the night's admissions, surpassed their $5,000 fundraising goal by $2,000. Thanks to many local organizations, businesses, sponsors, attendees, and the participants, an entertaining and educational evening was had by all, and in turn will continue to support a great cause. From the Islands Weekly, Lopez Island's Quiniqua Williams, chosen as Writer-in-Residence. Quiniqua Williams of Lopez Island was chosen to be the Writer-in-Residence for the North Sound Accountable Community of Health for 2024. This is a year-long residency with a living wage. North Sound announced her residency on January 25th at the Tulalip Resort after she had performed 2 poems and did a workshop for 200-plus people on the previous day. As part of her residency, she will offer her poetry, poetry workshops, and craft days as a tool for healing, reflection, and connection within the North Sound region. Williams was raised 60 miles south of Savannah in Crescent, Georgia, among her relatives, the Gullah Geechee people, and has family connections to Sapelo Island, Georgia. She moved to Albany, Georgia after graduating from McIntosh County Academy in 2010 and studied communications at Darton State College in Albany, Georgia. Albany is where she gained her voice and began her nightlife as a spoken word artist. She was given the stage artist name, Chemistry, because she could write about love and could captivate the audience with her energy. In 2017, she was invited to attend the Thriving Communities Conference on Whidbey Island, where she met Rhea Miller and Sandy Bishop. She was offered a part-time job at Lopez Community Land Trust and went to Lopez Island in the spring of 2017. After several months, she found acclimating to the cultural differences difficult and returned home to her family in the fall of 2017. She would return for summer employment opportunities from Vita's to Holly B's until 2020, when she finally found a stable home at LCLT's Salish Way neighborhood. William's poetry has been a companion, connector, and friend in need since her middle school days. Quaniqua's poetry has been featured in the Langley Film Festival and UK poetry groups. Since 2021, she has received funding from the Inatai Foundation to facilitate writing workshops and open mics in her community. Sharing the special powers of poetry with her communities is as important to Williams as the poetry itself. Her writing workshops create spaces where writers from diverse intersections share their writing, get to know each other better, and bridge the gap between professional and beginning writers. She currently works as a DEIB consultant, supporting organizations to take the steps necessary to create a culture of mutual respect, appreciation of differences, and sharing belongings. Remy Stirk, a filmmaker from Bellingham, Washington, came to Lopez recently to begin the production of a 20-minute documentary about Williams and her work. She is currently enrolled as a junior at Evergreen State College, Tacoma, where she is studying sociology. In county news, Samish Ferry Stops and Assists Boat in Distress, by Heather Spaulding. Saturday, March 9th, while winds reached between 20 to 30 knots, the Samish Ferry, on its way to Anacortes and the U.S. Coast Guard, Bellingham Station, assisted six people and two dogs, Buster and Belle, after a wave over the bow had shattered the front windshield on their boat. According to Islander Patrick Cabe, who was aboard the Samish at the time, the captain made an announcement asking if there were medical professionals on board to assist with injuries. Several on board responded before the U.S. Coast Guard team arrived and was also able to administer first aid. According to the press release by the Coast Guard, the Washington State Ferry embarked four of the individuals before our asset arrived on the scene. The coxswain of the 45 RMB transferred two crew members to the damaged vessel to assess for first aid needs and seaworthiness of the distressed boat. The ferry slowed down for the 45 RBM and utilized its size to create a shield from the wind and elements for our crew on the way to Anacortes. Once the Samish arrived in Anacortes, the statement continued, "The four individuals on the ferry were transported by Anacortes Fire to receive further assistance. Coast Guard crew embarked the two remaining personnel and two dogs to the Coast Guard's boat, 45 RBM, while the crew's engineer, MK2 Lavareda, drove the damaged boat. Lavareda followed the 45 RBM to Cap Santi Marina, where Anacortes Fire reunited the first four individuals that had boarded the ferry." And now, choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. On February 28th, a Lopez deputy responded when an elderly citizen needed assistance with their Facebook account. On March 1st, staff at a Lopez school reported that a student was found to have a vape pen in violation of state law and school policy. The report was forwarded to juvenile court services. A Lopez deputy received a fraud complaint after an island resident was scammed out of a significant sum of money by someone claiming to be an incarcerated relative. The case was added to a federal database. A Lopez deputy took a report of a vehicle in the ditch. The driver was unharmed. A deputy took a call from a person on Lopez, upset that he was refused service at a local bar and told there was a restraining order. On March 2nd, a Lopez deputy found a dog without tags roaming the ferry terminal. Community members assisted in locating the owner a short time later. A deputy on San Juan took a report of a hit and run with damage to a vehicle. The reporting party wasn't entirely sure what day it happened or exactly where it happened. And this concludes the March 13th edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this winter with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events and purchase tickets, visit www.orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and come back next week for more local news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.